First of all, may I thank you all for joining us. Today is the 5th of November 2014, and the time is 5:03 UTC. For those that are not familiar with Adobe Connect, just on the top of the screen there is a little man with his hand up. If you wish to raise a question at any time during the presentation, please feel free to raise your hand as you click on the button and it says raise your hand, and then I see a list in the order in which people raise their hand, and then at the appropriate moment we'll take questions. What I would like to do, the presentation is in two parts. The first part is to give you some background as to the work of the CWG, and the second part is to give you an overview of the survey itself. I'm not going to go into that much depth with regard to the survey, and certainly I don't want you to think that I am trying to sway your opinion one way or another. I'm going to try and be as neutral as I can, and if you form the opinion I am trying to sway one way or another, please ignore that. I'm trying to be as neutral as possible. So the first slide is basically giving an overview of the development of the transition proposal for the IANA function away from the current overseer of the IANA function to from NTIA to the global community. So who am I? I am Paul Kane. I am known to some of you. I have the pleasure of being the CEO of a company called Community DNS, which is an Anycast provider and delivering service to a number of CCTLDs, 32, 38 CCTLDs, I'm not too sure. But also for the last 18-ish years, I have been a CC manager for the .io, .ac and .sh CCTLDs, and we provide technical back-end services to 11 other CCTLDs. So I have a good knowledge of the CC market, and I have the pleasure of serving as one of five members of the Cross-Community Working Group, the CWG. This webinar is going to introduce you to the IANA stewardship transition and survey regarding the actual transition. And as I've mentioned, the five members of the CWG have been involved in the creation of the survey, and this is the third webinar to be held. Yesterday we held a webinar in Spanish for the Latin American CC managers, and there are to be two further webinars. One is being held on tomorrow at 4 o'clock UTC, and the other is being held, I think it's at 2 o'clock UTC. That's Thursday the 6th of November. That is for the primarily for the North American region and for the African region, but you are also welcome to join those if you have subsequent questions. The regional organizations have helped us in the preparation of this survey, and I would like to extend a warm word of thanks to the APTLD region, and particularly Donna, who has been very helpful. And the purpose of the survey is we need, the five members of the CWG would like to have your opinions, your input, as to what you consider to be important in any transition proposal going forward. So please feel free to get involved in the survey, and there are some text boxes at the end which I will run through, so you can comment on anything that we have not addressed as part of the process. So what is happening? As I mentioned in the introduction, on the 14th of March 2014, NTIA, who currently oversee transactions that occur within the IANA, have indicated they would like to transition their oversight role to the global internet community. Many of you will know that the IANA comprises of a number of different functions, domain names, which we are familiar with, IP addresses, which associate with more closely with the regional internet address registries, and protocols and standards, which comprise more of the IETF, the publication of standards, which are developed by the IETF. Our role as a community is to develop a proposal for submission to the NTIA, which may trigger the NTIA to stop their role, as their oversight role. It is not a given that transition will occur, but the opportunity is being presented to the community. The transition proposal must comprise of four key elements. They are, any proposal that the community submits must have support and enhance the multi-stakeholder model. It must maintain the security, stability, and resiliency of the internet DNS system. It must meet the needs and expectations of the global customers and partners of the IANA services, namely those that are using the IANA service. And it must maintain the openness of the internet. So those are the key parameters that the proposal must contain. How were the CC representatives of the cross-community working group selected? On the 8th of September of this year, there was a call for volunteers to participate in the cross-community working group. 9 candidates applied and 5 were selected. From the Latin American region, we have Eric, we have Vika from South Africa, we have Stefan Johnson from Sweden. Those three are all CCNSO members, and some of you may know them. Then there are 2 non-CCNSO members, Lisa and myself. As mentioned, I have been involved in this industry for some significant period of time. I was very active at the start of ICANN, but I have to say I have not been that active in ICANN in recent years. What is this cross-community working group? The CCNSO Council basically agreed to participate in the charter and of the cross-community working group to develop the proposal for naming relating functions. So that's our bit, as it were. The cross-community working group is open to everyone. You may all join and participate in the discussions that occur primarily on a mailing list, but there are also regular telephone conferences, but also there is going to be a face-to-face meeting in Frankfurt that occurs on the 19th and 20th of November in Frankfurt. So 19th and 20th. So it's open to everyone. There are 19 members of the group. Those members are the parties that vote on the proposals that come forward and basically are responsible for compiling the proposal that goes forward to a coordination group. And it's the coordination group that puts the proposal forward. So there are 19 members and currently 84 participants, but it is open to everyone, so you are warmly invited to participate. And in fact, there is very little, unfortunately, there has been very little CC participation. There are only probably 5, 6, 7 CC managers participating in the group. What I have learnt from the group is they are very GTLD focused. They understand the ICANN policy development processes very well. There is limited knowledge with regard to CC TLDs and how CCs serve their respective communities. So really it's a call to participate if you have the time. It is quite time consuming. There are two co-chairs, one from the GNSO, Jonathan Robinson, and Lisa Fuhr from DK, our colleague from the CC community. The CC TLD members of the working group are tasked with consulting with CC managers, and this is this webinar is one such effort to solicit your input. Identify the themes and draft the CC requirements documents for discussion in the cross-community working group. The charter link is available there should you wish to see more information on the charter. So the requirement of the proposal is quite prescriptive, and it is broken down into a number of different chapters, for want of a better word. And they are, the first is description of the community use of the IANA functions. The second are existing pre-transition arrangements, such as where policies currently originate from, and the oversight and accountability parameters that are there now. The third element is the proposed transition and oversight and accountability arrangements. And that is a very active group and is just starting its work as we speak. It holds its first meeting tomorrow for that particular subgroup. Then another chapter, chapter four is, or section four is relating to the transition implications of the proposal that's submitted to make sure that one is compliant with the NTIA's requirements and overview of the process that each part of the community has undertaken to ensure as much engagement as possible. So to facilitate that, we as the group of five representatives have tried to have we seek as much community input as possible. We are preparing or have prepared the survey in English, Spanish, French, Russian, Chinese, and our colleagues in Oman are very kindly translating the survey into Arabic, and that will soon come online. You can reply to the survey in any of those languages, and we are having any responses translated into English, which is the base language. There are also, as I mentioned, at the bottom of the survey, some text boxes. So if we have omitted to cover an area that you think is important, please include that. All of the surveys will be reviewed, all the responses will be reviewed, and where there is consensus, will form part of the report. So how is the process going to work going forward? We really, really solicit and welcome your input, and we ask you to participate in as much of the process as possible. If you only choose to do the survey, that's great. If you want to be more involved, that would be fantastic as well. So we have this webinar and we have the survey. Based on your answers, the naming community will present a formal response to ICANN via the coordination group, as I've mentioned. I'm not sure how things will proceed going forward. We can represent the CC interests, and one approach that I think would be beneficial, but this needs to get the consensus of the larger group, is that because the CCs are very diverse in their approach, it could be appropriate for the CC community to have a separate annex, as it were, outlining a number of different models. It is likely that there will not be one model that is applicable or appropriate for all CCs. So there could be a number of different models that come, that emerge from the survey. And I think we should advocate trying to ensure that the new process facilitates as much of the status quo, for want of a better word, as possible, but also does respect the diversity of our community. The proposal that the document, or the proposal that we present, the document we present, will be submitted directly to the coordination group, who will submit directly to NTIA. This proposal does not need, and will not need, ICANN board approval. So this process, whilst it is being supported and convened by ICANN, is effectively almost independent of ICANN. I'm also being advised by Patrick, who has been very helpful in this whole process, that Korean should also be available. So we have two additional surveys coming forward, namely the Arabic survey and the Korean survey. The survey itself, many of you will have seen it, I hope. We first sent out a mail on the 20th of October via the CCTLD World list, which is a list dedicated to all CCTLD managers. We have a very short closing date. Unfortunately, because we have the meeting that takes place in Frankfurt on the 19th and 20th, we need to try and formulate or capture the views of the CC community. And so the closing date is the 12th, which is Wednesday of next week. If you have any questions relating to the survey, please contact me or any of the other representatives of the CWG, or indeed Don Hollander, who have been very helpful in this whole process. There are our email addresses, should you wish to contact us. Thank you very much. So can I just open the floor, if there are any questions on the first part of this presentation. The second part is going to take a high-level overview of the survey itself. I'm just learning how to use this thing, so I see a hand. So just raise a hand if you want to ask a question, otherwise I'll press on with the survey itself. Going once, going twice, fine. So let me, if I may, proceed to answering any questions that you have with regard to the survey, and I propose if we can change the slides to the survey questions. I propose just to run through at a high level the survey. Again, the intent is not to try and give steerage on how to answer. It is just to make you aware of clarify any questions that you may have. I think the slides might change, all being well. I've just been asked a question by Keith. Yes, the webinars are being recorded and links will be made available on the email lists, so you can listen to all of the webinars that have occurred. If you have any questions following any of the webinars, do feel free to contact us. So thank you very much. The slides have now changed. I hope you can see that on your screen. So the first part of the survey is basically an introduction. Okay, so there is an audio recording, so any questions you ask during this will also be recorded, and the slides will also be posted. So thank you very much, Christina. So the first part is just an introduction to the survey and why we are doing it. The highlight there is we solicit your responses by Wednesday, the 12th of November. So that's next Wednesday. The first part are mandatory questions, which are obviously the easy bits, your name, your email address, which CCs you're responding for. If you are also looking after and responsible for other CCs that would give the same answer, you can list those in section in question 3 as well. If you are responsible for CCs that would give slightly different answers, they have a different relationship with, say, for example, government, then I would suggest you actually do a separate survey response, just so we can be as accurate as possible. Question 4, the IANA function is currently operated by ICANN under a contract with the US government. In future, should the IANA function be operated as an integrated department within ICANN, as a separate independent department within ICANN, so that's functional separation, as a separate organization from ICANN with its own directors, in other words, structural separation, and if you have any other suggestions that you would like to see going forward, then please specify them there. Then we move on to, I'm going to do something here, let me just do this. All right, oh, hang on now, I apologize. I'm learning how to drive this thing, here we go. So then we come to basically yes-no questions. Is there a need for an external to ICANN oversight mechanism to replace the transactional oversight provided by NTI's present role? And this is where NTIA approve each individual request from the CC manager. So the question is, do you see the need for an independent oversight mechanism for approving individual requests from CC managers? The second question is more related to the oversight of the contract itself. If ICANN, as the operator, as a potential operator of the IANA function, does something wrong or fails to deliver an appropriate service to the community, should there be an oversight mechanism to remove the contract from ICANN and to assign the contract to another party? So that is related to the second part, 5.2, is related to having a mechanism for assigning the contract to another party. 5.1 is an oversight for specific changes that are made. 6, if there is to be a new oversight mechanism, so that's assuming at one point you've said yes to the previous ones. If you say no, obviously this question is a bit moot, but we would like your comment in either way. If there is to be a new oversight mechanism to be established, replacing the oversight executed by NTIA, who should represent the CC interests in such a mechanism? And you can choose from the list below, and again, if you have another suggestion, please specify it. Going to hang on these slides, here we go. Let me just go back. So the next one is it important to keep the policy making separate from the IANA functions contract. So this is a policy making function for the IANA element. Should that be separate, or should IANA be responsible for making policy as to how it functions? So that is a yes, no, no opinion scenario. Question 9, who is the ultimate authority for entries in the IANA database? Is it the TLD manager, ICANN, IANA, or other? Again, if you have a suggestion, please specify it. If the IANA operator does not perform well or abuses its position, the affected CC should have the opportunity to an independent binding appeals process. Do you think that is appropriate or not? Or do you not have an opinion? The next one relates to CCs and GTLDs. At the moment, there is a desire to have the management of the IANA as one. So we currently have a cross-community working group that combines CCs and GTLDs. Do you consider it appropriate, or should we have a GTLD community and a CC community with regard to the management of the IANA? So the question there is yes or no. Well, the answer is yes or no. Should GTLDs and CCTLDs be considered a single group? Obviously, if you say yes, you're saying yes to a single group. If you say no, you're saying they should be independent groups. Next is, what do you consider the most appropriate forum to develop objective technical standards for the operational requirements for the IANA function? These are technical standards, not operational parameters. So technical standards, who should be the appropriate party there? The next relates to automation. Should there be a fully automated end-to-end IANA database update function with appropriate technical safeguards, namely security and authentication, with no intervention by IANA staff for those CCs that want it? And then it's broken into subsets with the answer yes or no opinion, for the change of name servers, for the change of admin contact, admin and technical contacts, for other administrative tasks, for the change of sponsoring organization, otherwise known as the registry operator. 14, what mechanisms, processes, and arrangements must be in the final proposal, should be included in the final proposal? This is a free text box, and as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, please feel free to include anything that you think the survey has not captured. The reverse is also requested. What should not be in the proposal? That's an open text, free text box. And then the final question is any other comments, anything that you think should be included for consideration that has not been covered in the survey. So it's a short summary, a short survey, but your participation is warmly welcome. As mentioned, the close date for the survey, unfortunately, is very short due to the time constraints that are placed on us outside of our control, which is Wednesday of next week. So do I have any questions on either the first part of the presentation, or indeed the second part, the survey that we've just discussed? Please raise your hand by clicking on the top of the screen there, there's a little man with a little hand up. Please feel free to just click on that, and it should come through to me. Keith, I see you, so I don't know if I have to do anything. I hope the microphone works.
Thanks, Paul. Just two questions that occurred to me as I was, as you were walking us through the survey. There's no question on should go bad. Under what legal jurisdiction do CCTLD operators believe resolution should occur, either at a local level or should there be some international mechanism for dispute resolution and so on? Is that something that you considered, or is it something that should be considered?
Our remit is quite tight in that we are looking just at the stewardship role that NTIA currently undertake. When it comes to detail, and that's a very valid question, and it has been discussed on the list with regard to which legal jurisdiction should IANA, if it is to be a separate entity, reside. That is an interesting discussion potentially to have, but it is also probably out of scope for this part of any transition activity. So the issue you raise is valid in that if there is a subsequent dispute, which legal jurisdiction should the dispute be resolved in is very valid, but it's something that is outside of our scope at this part of the transition. There are other mechanisms that would probably be more appropriate. If one looks at 1591, which is the foundation for many CCTLDs, there are differing views even there. Historically, the IANA has not become involved in determining facts as to who should be the registry manager, and it is tended to be resolved within the jurisdiction in which the registry resides. And so that is one element, but there has also been a move by some to enter into contracts with ICANN, so that changes the legal jurisdiction. But that is not something that we as a group at this point are looking into. It is something that could occur later, but not by the CWG group or the CCCWG group. We are just looking at what the CCs want and how best to facilitate the transition role. Certainly, if you want to raise that as an issue, there are the open question boxes that could raise it, and we would gladly table it as an issue for further deliberation, but it's not of our primary concern at this moment. I see Paul Schindler, please.
Hello, Paul. Just to confirm, given I've not yet spoken, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, gladly, yes.
Thank you. Look, I don't wish to reiterate on the questions that Chris Hussain raised on the previous call and in the emails previously from .au. So just from a procedural perspective, I just wanted to flag that those questions are out there, and it's with regards to, as you would appreciate, the questions that you ask in a survey may well leave certain responses, and it's not worth my while going back through all of those questions that Chris raised, other than to say they're ones that we still hold as valid, and we're going to consider those as part of .au's response to the survey. The point I would make as a constructive comment would be to direct CC managers as much as possible, not only to the output audio of these calls, but to the conversation that has gone on as part of them with regards to what is meant by each of the questions. Your explanation today provided a great deal more information than the questions sitting there alone on the page. So it's not so much a question from my perspective, but a comment about trying to get that clarity that you've made on this call out to everyone so that we're all clear about exactly where we're looking to go from here and what are meant by each of the questions.
Thank you, Paul. That's a very good point, and that's why we're trying to conduct these webinars. It is very difficult to come up with a survey, a questionnaire, that cannot be interpreted or misinterpreted in certain ways. So that's what we're trying to do. With regard to the specifics, I think Chris raised some very valid points. In fact, Chris was on the call that was held, the first call of the webinar.
The European sessions. Call, yes.
The European call, and I think when Peter responded online to his questions, he allayed some fears, but as Chris acknowledged yesterday, it is really tricky to try and convey completely impartially, because people interpret things or misinterpret things accordingly. But thank you for that, and I think you are quite right, and that's the purpose of these webinars, just to try and give more information behind the survey. So all comments are great, you know, welcome. Thank you, Paul. Any other questions, please, from anyone? We're doing well for time, so we'll just give it another minute or so, and if there are no... Oh, I see Keith. Please, Keith.
Thank you again, Paul. And Paul Schindler doesn't know how to take his hand down, obviously.
Okay.
That's a connectivity issue, Keith. Thank you.
Just a further point too. I think you've got a question there about, say, for example, the automated end-to-end IANA. Concept. For some of the CCTLD managers, particularly those that are undeveloped or relatively unpopulated, that sort of question could be conceivably very difficult for them to get an understanding of. Is it your intention, if during the course of the survey you get feedback that highlights some gap in the knowledge of CCTLD managers, will you be doing further work to help these CCTLDs who don't know and understand to understand the issue?
On the automated point, there are some CCs that want to have full automation end to end. There are other CCs that, although they're technically competent and able to do end-to-end, don't see the need for there to be full automation of all the elements, only some of the elements or maybe none of the elements. So the point of the question is to find out what percentage of the group would welcome full automation or partial full automation of some of the functions. Some CCs may prefer just to have the current manual intervention approach. So it could be that we end up with two proposals with going forward. What we're trying to do as part of this process is to reassure those managers that want effectively to have full control over their entries in the IANA database, but at the same time maintain as much of the status quo as possible. The transition is not an opportunity to make radical changes to the way things happen now. The transition needs to emphasize the stability of operation. So some might prefer to have full automation because they deem it to be more stable, some may not. For those CCs that are not familiar with what is meant by the automation process, we are very happy by email to explain in more detail the security approaches that IANA have in place that would facilitate that, so they can be reassured that communications can be authenticated and indeed are secure. And I would urge anyone listening to look at the very good presentation that Tim Davies raised or gave on Sunday last week at the RIPE meeting, and I will put the link out on the list, where he went through the issues that IANA are currently considering with regard to serving the community better. And one of the approaches that they have in place is indeed this automation. And so some of the answers, Keith, that you raised are actually addressed in Kim Davis's slides. So I will put that link out. But we will gladly answer any questions offline via email relating to the automation or any other question that arises in the survey. The goal, though, is unfortunately, because of the time constraint, is to solicit the input not only of the technically advanced, but also of those a little concerned about the way things are going, or potentially going, as efficiently as possible. The status quo, in other words, the NTIA remaining in post, is being challenged. The NTIA does not wish to remain retain its oversight role. So the status quo is not going to remain. We have to make sure that we address and maintain the stability and security of the root update system and serve the needs of the CC manager and CC community as best as we can. So that's what it's about. But we'll gladly take any questions offline. And as Christina has kindly mentioned, all presentations will be online and can be referred to by anyone at any time. So thank you for that question. I see no further hands raised. I'll give one more minute, but I think we have covered the main topics. If anyone has a pressing question, please raise your hand now. We're getting towards the end of this webinar. I would like to thank you all very much for participating. And do please complete the survey. Do contact us offline if you wish. And this is an ongoing process, but the timeline is quite tight. So can I thank you all for participating and look forward to meeting you in person at one of the upcoming meetings in the next year or following. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you. The meeting is closed at 5:46. Thank you very much, everyone.